Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za. Business update on Kaya 959.
As you know, Gugu is not around this week, but standing in for her is Nzinga Kunta. She will bring you Kaya Biz Monday to Thursday, 6 to 8 p.m. Now, Nzinga, the whole world woke up to Trump's tariffs because the 90-day, let's call it reprieve, is over. South Africa got hit to 30%. We're still reeling. But Lithuania is actually looking at space tech at this current moment.
Tell us about that. Yeah, it's so nice to just not focus on negativity and focus on people who are doing interesting and innovative work. So a very good morning to you, the team, and our Kaya 959 listeners, Sizwe. So Astrolite, a relatively new tech startup focusing on space, has just raised 2.8 million euros. That's around 60 million rand to build what they call an optical data highway in order to link up satellites with Earth. Now, that technology that they're working on can have both civilian and military uses as it's more secure and has higher bandwidth laser technology.
Okay, well, hopefully it'll work. I mean, satellite technology is always impressive, but I just feel like with these days, the guided technology, the guided media has also been very, very quick, like ISDN, opticals, et cetera, and so on. So
yeah.
I don't really know if this is necessary.
I'm just saying yes because I know you're a tech and IT guy. I'm not saying yeah because I have deep knowledge of it.
Oh, that's funny. Okay.
I don't want to scam.
Oh, that's funny. But I'll tell you this. This you definitely know about. We're spending big in South Africa on new kinds of fuel tech.
Yeah, more innovation. So Hive Hydrogen, which is a joint venture between UK and South African companies, is set to spend at least $5.8 billion or 108 billion rand to develop a green hydrogen project in the Eastern Cape. Now, this has been in the works for a while and has been launched with the green hydrogen projects. It's going to produce and export green ammonia. That's a sustainable fuel. It's used in ships and much more. And it's also a hydrogen carrier. They're going to try and export to Europe and the East. And that's meant to start in 2029, 2030. Let's look at the markets quickly. U.S. markets extended losses at yesterday's closing bell. The Dow Jones and the Nasdaq composite index both declining by around 0.9%. Markets in Asia are higher in early trade today. Hong Kong's Hang Seng gaining 0.8%. Japan's Nikkei up 0.2%. And the mainland Shanghai composite has added 0.6%. In South Africa, the JSE was mixed at the closing bell. The All Share Index firming though 0.1% at 97,363. Currencies in the last hour, the Rand trading at 17 Rand and 79 cents to the dollar, 24 Rand and 26 cents to the pound sterling, and 20 Rand and 90 cents to the euro. Bitcoin trading around $107,980. Looking at the commodities markets, gold's trading at $3,330 an ounce, platinum at $1,367 an ounce, and a barrel of Brent crude oil at $69.62. That's where I'll leave it for now. I'll see you at 6 p.m. tonight.
Thank you very much. Nzinga Kunta there will bring you Kaya Biz for the entire week.
Business update on Kaya 959. If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.